The Ticket.
Michigan Insider Podcast is brought to you in part by defense attorney and WTKA legal insider Joe Simon. Find Joe at themichigandefenders.com.
And we are back, folks, here on the Michigan Insider Sports Talk 1050 WTKA, online at WTKA.com. We're live here inside the MDN studio.
Did you say live or alive?
Yeah, right. I hear you, man. Rough week for, and I'm sure it's not just that way for us.
Oh, no, it's, I've had conversations. The amount of people that came up to me last night at the game, because I would have been back yesterday, as I mentioned earlier this morning, if Sherry didn't have her thing yesterday. But, yeah, the amount, it's been, I've never seen anything quite like it. I don't know how it's been in, like, your kids, you know, classes and daycares. Mm-hmm. At times, Grace's school's had, like, 6 kids out at a time per class, basically, you know, in her class. And I heard the same thing at another elementary school in down in Saline, just waves of kids. You know, you're in that close area. We're in these close proximity studios, mm-hmm. trap germs. So you, actually, I was out last week for a little bit. Then mm-hmm. you got it. And obviously throughout your family, I got it throughout our family. We had Jamie out in the afternoon. Yeah, brutal week.
Yeah.
Disinfected everything is what it looks like.
You know, I had my own personal PSA earlier this week where I said, look, wash your damn hands, number one. Hey, I have this thing where I said this earlier, you weren't here. You know, I have this thing where I go to the restroom and someone leaves before me, I listen to see if they wash their hands. I think now I might say, hey, wash your hands. I might yell out a little bit. You know, if I hear any water going on.
And it's why you use a paper towel to open the door.
I sure do.
I've noticed that restaurants, like, you know, restaurants will have like 2 doors when you're leaving a bathroom and you have to pull to leave. I understand it's a safety thing more than anything because you don't want to push out when someone would be walking in, but it's, you know, like out into a hallway. But those pulling doors when you're leaving a bathroom, I've noticed how many restaurants now have a trash can right next to that second door where you're not near the sink. But it's because they know people are walking out with paper towels in their hands because they don't want to. And I get it. We disinfected every doorknob and mm-hmm. light switch plate in our house. My wife was texting me saying, I know you guys are disinfecting. Did you get this? Did you get this? Did you get this? Because, you know, the board stuff is obvious. But light switch, you know, light switches and door handles. And, yeah, we disinfect everything. And, yes, yeah, Sam, washing hands.
And keep your kids home when they're sick. Absolutely.
Easing into your elbow and not even into your hands. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. All those things that are really important.
And going to be more important now. Let me reiterate, stress, emphasize, going to be more important now. But that's not even a digression. Let's just get back into sports. So I mentioned we're live here inside the MDN studios. As I say all the time, you can go and get gear to help you support whatever Michigan team you are looking to rep. But they also have a special Juwan Howard, because we're about to hear from Juwan, right? In the aftermath of last night's loss, obviously very disappointing. You know, a defensive letdown, as you'll hear him talk about. But a guy that has shown the uncanny ability to compartmentalize, get his team, have his team adjust and adapt and stay on track, doing an outstanding job in year one of his tenure here in the maize and blue. And there is plenty of attire or merchandise at the MDN. Help you celebrate Juwan's return. How about the University of Michigan basketball coach Juwan Howard bobblehead? Available at the MDN Superstore, 303 South State Street. Have you seen that Valiant t-shirt that says back to work with Juwan Howard on it? You have the Valiant yellow, and they say it's yellow. It doesn't say maize. The Valiant yellow welcome home t-shirt. You have the maize Michigan basketball replica jersey with number 25 on it. You have the blue replica Michigan basketball jersey, number 25 on it. Both of those Jordan brand. You can find that specialty Michigan gear at the MDN, any MDN location, and certainly online at MDN.com. The MDN and the Victor's Collection, the official outfitters of Sports Talk 1050, WTKA, The Ticket. And so, as I said, you know, last night, Juwan Howard has to adjust to Eli Brooks being out of the game. But unfortunately for them, on the defensive end of the floor, that's where they felt it. You can see, the miscommunication, the blown up switches for Michigan defensively that led to some wide open threes for Wisconsin, and Wisconsin cashed in on a number of those to win the game last night. Here's Juwan Howard now reflecting upon the loss.
Oh, we did a very bad job of defending on the perimeter, but then overall, our defense did not get it done for us. Huge letdown on the entire team as far as how we were defending. Poor job from me on preparing our guys. So I'll take it. I own it. I didn't prepare them well enough.
How did Eli's absence affect defense, and how did that dictate what you wanted to do?
He's our anchor. You know, yes, Xavier got the, you know, John Wooden finalist as one of the best defensive players this year. Did a really good job this season. But I was surprised that Eli was not mentioned as one of the best defensive players this season, because he's been our anchor of our defense. And with this presence, we saw how we missed his activity. We missed his energy, being able to guard guys, being attention to detail. When it comes to the scouting report, that guy is an Army Swiss knife. And today, we not only missed him on the defensive end, but we missed him offensively from being able to just keep our offense running at a nice, smooth pace.
And it seemed like you changed things up at the end. What led you to go small and switch screens with everyone?
I was searching for answers. And, you know, I thought that would give us a better opportunity with how they were just basically carving us up. We had John in the game, we had Austin in the game, and they were able to get anything they want. And I'm not saying it was based on just those bigs. Everyone didn't do a good job defensively. So just looking for answers, and I know that Brandon, playing him at the five defensively, maybe that can, of course, try to take away some of their triggers.
Where do you think this game got away from you late, and what needed to go differently to come away with the win?
Well, I would say we didn't do a good job of guarding the three-point line. I also would say that it got away from us when this ball did not go down in the basket. And the next in, which was on the defensive side, it was more like a compound mistake where we put our heads down and we forgot that we have to get the stop on the other end. I didn't like our defensive disposition all game.
Livers only scored 9 points tonight on 3 out of 10 shots. What did Wisconsin do to limit his effectiveness on offense?
Well, defensively, you know, you got to give them credit. They were very active, but offensively for us, we still was able to shoot 51% from the field. Threes, you know, we only got up 10 threes. Normally we shoot more than that. It was just more than just Livers not, you know, getting, but he got 10 shots, but it was just more. You know, Xavier, he had a really good game. Tough finishes in the paint, putting pressure on the basket. Franz was making some good drives in the basket. So with our team, some nights it's going to be Franz. Some nights it's going to be Xavier. Some nights it's going to be Isaiah. We just have a very unselfish group.
Let's talk about the big shots that Trice hit down the stretch and how he played for them.
Oh, he played great. Yeah, he hit some tough shots and some that were contested. But he was in a good groove all game, and it started in the first half, when the first 5 minutes he was extremely comfortable, because we had miscommunication on some assignments defensively. Didn't talk enough out there on the screens. We got caught into the switching game, so it was more like a lazy defense instead of a team that was more active and playing with more fire and being more elusive out there on the floor.
Juwan, you mentioned the small lineup late. I guess what was the thought that went into, you know, the starting lineup you chose, given that Eli was out, you had to make a change?
Yes. I wanted to make sure that I did not have David and Xavier in there at the same time starting, because there are two primary ball handlers. If both get one quick foul, then we're in trouble. So I tried to do my best to try to balance out their minutes and stagger it in some type of way, where I can keep, if anyone got into foul trouble, I can always have one of our guys to be able to quarterback our team and lead us and get us organized offensively.
Xavier had a huge game. I mean, would that be sort of one of the lone bright spots from this game, his performance?
We lost.
Juwan, as crazy as this Big Ten season has been all the way around, and as well as you guys played in February coming into this game, how much can you say to the guys, we didn't do our best, we didn't play how we needed to, we stumbled, but we still know that we're the team that won all those games? I mean, how important is it this time of year?
Well, we don't have any time to make excuses, nor we do not have time to put our heads down. We're right back at it on Sunday versus Ohio State. So we will regroup tomorrow, watch film, figure out how we can get better. We know that we have a lot of season to play. We're looking forward to getting out there and redeeming ourselves from this loss, especially at home. We do not want to lose at home or on the road, but to not come in our building and do our job and play with the energy and effort that our crowd was looking forward to seeing is very disappointing.
On Eli, is there any concern that this goes beyond tonight?
Well, I don't know. I'll find out tomorrow. I'm always concerned. I'm pretty sure I'm not going to get any sleep tonight. I didn't get any sleep last night because I was concerned not only for Eli, but also I was concerned about Wisconsin and how well they shoot the ball from outside. And I was right. 11 for 23.
Is it just the broken nose that kept him out tonight?
How tough is it to fight your way all the way back in this one and then not be able to hit a couple of those free throws down the stretch?
Yeah, that was rough. That was hard to see. But our guys went up there, and I trusted that it was going to go in. The ball didn't bounce in, so we had to go down and get it a stop. It's going to be a rough night for not only myself but for the players too, because we knew we had a chance. All the, you know, the competing from being down 10 points at the half and had to spend a lot of energy in the second half to try to fight back to get in it. And then we made a run, they made a run. And then at the end of the game, we cut it to 3 and then for a chance to tie the ball game up. But, you know, we didn't get up there and knock them down, unfortunately. So we'll be back in practice working on free throws like always.
Juwan, you mentioned you guys shoot a lot more threes than you did tonight. Did you get the sense that they were willing to live with Xavier trying to take some tough drives as opposed to leaving three-point shooters and him kicking them out and getting open looks?
No, I don't think they were trying to live with like Xavier going to the basket, because they still had not only their guard trying to fight to get his chest back in front of the ball, but their big was there in front of him, as well as he had to honor the big, our big, rolling to the basket. So he was in a tough spot, but Xavier took advantage of what the defense gave him.
Juwan, do you think there's anything mental about the late game free throws?
Well, no matter what, late game or throughout the game, yes, I know that we're not going to always shoot 100% from the free throw line, but we have a chance when we go up there to the line, as much as we tack the basket, it's our job to go up there and finish it by knocking our free throws down. Unfortunately, it didn't go in.
Juwan, I guess with Eli, was it is he still dealing with pain, or was it just a precaution to keep him out tonight?
Well, how it was explained to me was he wasn't feeling well to go today, so kept him out.
And is he going to have to, I guess, moving forward, play with a mask moving forward?
I'm sure that's going to be a part of the plan.
And so Juwan, he was not committal. He was non-committal when it came to, will he be available the next game? But, you know, pregame, they were saying that Eli said he would be available the next game. I guess it's still sort of to be determined, but sounds like likely, at least if you believe, you know, the ESPN broadcast, sounds a little, you know, from him talking to Eli, it sounds likely that he'll be back for the Ohio State game. We'll see. We got to get to a break. Back on the other side here on Sports Talk 1050 WTK, The Ticket.